Blog Talk Radio.
Hey guys, it's Spooky.
And the Bats.
And we're back.
We are back.
On a different day.
Different day, different time.
New family.
New family.
So, as you guys know, we usually are on Wednesdays. And for you guys who don't know, we used to be on Wednesdays.
Yes, exactly.
But now we're on Freaky Fridays.
Yes, now we're on Freaky Friday nights.
At 8 o'clock.
8 o'clock.
So every Friday at 8 o'clock, while you guys are getting ready to go out.
And do your thing.
You guys
get your drink on, whatever you do on the Friday night.
Get your
drink on. Get your drink on.
Everything's freak to me. I'm like Freaky Friday.
Freaky Friday.
Freak on.
Freaky Freaky.
Freaky Freaky.
Freaky Deaky.
While you guys are going out to get Freaky Deaky. You guys can just pop us on, listen to this while you're doing your makeup. What do you guys do? When you guys are getting ready, what do you guys do? Let's like shave.
Guys, yeah, we should. I don't know, man.
They just shave and throw the first thing that they see
exactly.
In the closet on. They're
not
like,
me. I put some thought into my clothes. You know that.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. You're like.
I still look like a Beastie Boy, but like, look like Mike D or something.
Forever looking like a Beastie Boy. It doesn't really matter. Well, no, I take that back. I was going to say, it really doesn't matter how you dress. You always look like a Beastie Boy, but I will take it back because when you dress up, you look very nice.
Yeah, that's true.
Yes. And if you guys want to see pictures of us, you can go to our Facebook page, Spooky and the Bats Podcast, our Twitter. We even have a website, www.spookyandthebats.com,
yes.
And there's lots of pictures to see.
And we have our merchandise site.
And we have that, but we're not even going to get into that right now. That's we're trying to get our new listeners and our old, if you guys are with us from our previous podcast, I'm so thankful you guys follow us here. And for the new listeners, welcome, you guys. Are in for,
in for a hell of a ride.
Yes, I was going to say treat, and I'm like, are we really treats?
We are treats. I'm a tasty morsel.
Oh, God. But, yeah.
I know Larry's been bugging me. Asked me when the hell we're going to be back on.
Yes, him and so many others. They're like, where's your new episode?
Right.
Yes. So we kind of went on a little bit of a hiatus after the new year because we've had so many changes happening.
Yeah.
So we decided, instead of keep on putting on hold, we were just going to take the hiatus, get everything done, and then we were lucky enough to join the Vibe family.
Yeah.
And now we're back.
Thanks to Ryan and everybody there at the Vibe Family Network. It's just going to be awesome.
Yes, I'm excited to be part of a nice group. Of course, our shows are a little bit different than some of the other ones, but that's what you need, variety.
Yeah, you got to have variety.
You need a Neapolitan show.
A Neapolitan. It's like the old variety shows from back in the day.
Yes.
The Dean Martin variety show and the Carol Burnett variety show.
But make sure you guys go check out the other shows on this network. They have some paranormal stuff.
Oh, yeah.
And things like that. And then we have us.
We got some cool stuff on this show. See, I was good. I almost swore right there.
Yeah, let's keep
it PG. Good boy.
Well, as PG as we can, anyway.
Yeah, PG. This is us we're talking about, though.
But for the first episode, we pretty much just wanted to welcome you guys, talk about a few things, and then from here on out, it'll have a little bit more structure, but...
Structure? Who needs structure?
I need structure!
You need structure? I don't need structure. We just fly by the seat of our pants.
Seat of my pants?
Seat of my pants. Yeah, it's because somebody farted.
Oh, really? Really? We're going with the fart joke.
Oh, fart jokes are always good.
I promise he's not 13.
No.
No.
No. 15.
Oh my God. Oh no.
Cradle robber?
No. So, like I said, Fridays at 8, come join us and share with your friends.
Yes. Yeah.
Yes, I'm excited. So, like I said, we went on hiatus. What's new? We're on this new network. We have a new couple films that we are doing and have done. Vax has done a film. And I'm about to do one this coming Sunday.
Mm-hmm.
And then we both are part of a new series that will be shot in June. So we
Pleasant
have
Falls.
Pleasant Falls.
With Kelly Weaver.
Yes. So, and we will definitely be having him on the show so he can tell you more about the past and the future projects that we're working on.
Definitely.
He's a great guy. to work with and also just to have as a friend. And I can't wait to have him on the show.
Yeah, no kidding. We have still a this long list of celebrities that we're going to be having on the show as well. And different
yes.
guest stars.
From our previous show, we had reached out to a lot of people, and a lot of people responded, thankfully. So we still have that really long list of people that want to come on the show, so you guys look forward to that. We'll probably do like a interview show and then a regular show, so we'll go back and forth so it's not nothing but a bunch of interviews.
Yeah, definitely.
But we have some really top name people. Mm-hmm. We have some local people that are also just incredible, so we have a nice mix of everything.
Yeah.
From movies and books and music. It's just amazing. Some of the people on our list, I'm surprised that we have on there.
Yeah.
Because I'm like, really? You want to be on Spooky in the Bats? Dang.
Exactly. It's so awesome. Well, I mean, you're a rock star in your
whatever.
Own right, so just
don't whatever. Listen to him. He's weird.
I am not weird, man. I am not weird.
I'm not a rock star.
She is a rock
star. I'm just a spooky little girl.
Published
in my
author,
own world.
Actress, model.
I'm not a model.
You were.
A long time ago.
Oh, shut up. We're not you act now like you're ancient.
Now I'm an old little spooky girl.
You're old little
That's
spooky
why
girl?
I'm a spooky girl, because
oh
I'm so old
God.
That I'm a ghost now.
You're a ghost now? Oh, we've got tattoos.
Yes, we have Spooky in the Bat tattoos. We'll have to post some pictures of that.
Yeah.
We do have some on our Instagram, so you guys can check those out there.
Definitely.
But we have Spooky in the Bat tattoos. I got Spooky with a little bat on it, and he has bats with the cutest little ghost ever.
Yeah, she's jelly.
I love this little ghost. It is so cute.
You love this little bat too, shut up.
You guys have to go. He needs help. You guys need to go to Instagram and look at them, and then let us know which one is your favorite. The spooky tattoo? I already knew. It's going to be that one. Or the bat tattoo.
Yes.
So, you have to let us know about that.
And we talked about, and we did a video on our YouTube. It should be on our YouTube channel when we got the tattoos.
Yes.
Then we did the challenge of people going and getting random tattoos from flash art, random flash art tattoos.
So, yes, we do have a YouTube channel on top of everything else. And on there, we have some really crazy stuff.
You want me on top? What?
On YouTube. We have crazy
stuff. Oh, I thought
stuff.
You said you want me on top. Okay.
Oh, man. There goes the PG rating.
What? No, I was on top of the couch.
Uh-huh. So, anyways, on the YouTube channel, we have a lot of challenges.
Yes.
Like, we have bats doing
no something. More challenges from Larry. Shut the hell up, Larry. No more challenges from you.
So one of them wasn't from him. The other one was from your other friend.
Yeah, but he's the one that almost killed me.
Okay.
The cinnamon challenge.
Well, what was the other girl's name? Deb?
Debbie.
Yeah. I will never get over her. You guys have to go watch the Bean Boozle challenge. I was completely lit.
Oh, she was calling frogs, man.
It was horrible.
Yeah, it was bad. It was bad.
And yes, he did the cinnamon challenge. And then we have a couple of follow me around vlogs.
Yeah.
We have one at Spooky. I did that in the video, too.
Yeah.
Yeah, at Spirit. And then just, we're still working our channel up. Everything's brand new, but coming along, so that's good.
Yeah.
And if you guys have a challenge, I'm going to say it.
Oh, my God.
You guys
God.
Have a challenge you want bats to do?
Well, if you have a challenge you want Spooky to do.
If you have a challenge that bats wants to do. Mm-hmm. Once you go watch these videos, you're going to want him to do challenges because he is just so hilarious to watch do challenges because he's, like, so picky. And what he eats and stuff, that he's so grossed out right away. Just by looking at things, he's like, it's so gross.
Some of the stuff is gross, but you've got, since our last episode, I've tried a lot of stuff.
I will give him that, but he's one of those mental people, like I said. If he looks at it and it looks gross.
I'm not mental.
See? Yeah. Not mental at all. You guys have come to know we're like Pinky in the Brain. Me definitely being the brain.
Oh, come on. I'm the brain.
Okay.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Where are we going to find rubber pants this time of night, brain?
And you know what I never understood?
What?
Why brain never smacked Pinky?
Well, it's because they're friends. That's just like his buddy right there.
Yeah.
That's his cellmate, man.
Whatever. He was dumb enough. I would smack him in the mouth. Be like, just shut up.
No, this is horrible.
No, just shut up.
Pinky, are you pondering what I'm pondering?
What do you want to do tonight?
He already done some of the stupidest things to say. Like the rubber pants one was my favorite, all-time favorite. He's like, yeah, but where are we going to find rubber pants at this time of night?
It's horrible.
So funny, man.
I can totally relate with Brain, though, because half the time I'm just like,
You say I just come up with some random ass shit, too.
Yes, because we'll be having a conversation, and out of nowhere, I'll be like, oh, so where do you want to eat right now? Like, just talking about something, and I'll be like, oh, you know, I don't know what I want to. Oh my God, last week, when I was at work, what? We weren't talking about work. We were talking about what we were going to eat. He'll just jump topics. And then, out of nowhere, he'll go right back. He'll be like, last week at work. So anyway, I was really feeling tacos. I'll be like, what is wrong with you?
That's because it triggers. Something triggers that thought. And it's like, okay, like you see something or...
Squirrel.
Where?
Mm-hmm.
Oh. I thought you saw one.
Uh-huh. I just in randomly keep, you know, squirrels around.
You're nuttier than squirrel shit.
That's you.
Oh, no.
Oh, yes.
I'm the sanest one in this house.
No. I'm sorry. He likes to think these things.
Yeah. We're gonna do, like, the Siskel and Ebert movie reviews, too.
Yes. There's so many things. Like, I don't want you guys to think that it's going to be a bunch of talking. This is our first episode. We just want to introduce to you who we are as people.
Reintroducing ourselves.
Yes. And then to the people that have followed us from our other show, just reintroducing us. Welcome back. We love you guys. Thank you. Keep all your mean comments to yourself. I'm just kidding.
No. We want all the comments.
Leave your comments. Go on. Be sure to follow us on our social media accounts and leave us comments. You know, like us. Spread us around.
You don't like what we say? Say it. Tell us. You don't like what we do? Tell us.
Yeah, tell us. All I'm going to do is send you a virtual middle finger. Exactly. I mean, no, I'm not.
No, I'll call them out right on the air.
I'll be like, so today, Big Ben 289 said...
You're an ass.
I don't like what you guys have to say.
You do all them swear words on there.
Okay. Nobody's holding you down and telling you to listen.
Y'all need to find Jesus.
Oh, God.
Y'all need to just go down to the church there and find Jesus on the corner. You need to get yourself healed. And get you a jacket. You can whip it around like you're on television. You whip it around. You start smacking people from like 5 feet away.
See that video of that guy, that pastor that was healing people by smacking them with his jacket.
Oh, he had like Wonder Woman's lasso above his head, just whipping that shit around.
Oh my God.
I whip my jacket back and forth.
Oh my God. I'm gonna have to find that video and post it on our website.
Yeah, because that shit was funny, man.
Oh my God. I think I laughed at it for like ever.
She peed a little bit.
I don't pee. Pee.
Peenie.
Yes. My sister hates when I say that. Like my new things, you know, because I'm trying to clean up my language, which I think I'm doing very well. The only person that's cursed here is you.
Bullshit.
Yeah. I haven't said anything. So
I kept it clean for a while. Come on, you have to give me credit there.
For me to not say anything, that's miraculous.
Yeah, that's pretty good because you got a mouth like a sailor.
Yes. So, instead of saying penis, I've been saying...
See, you just fucked it up. Yeah. Bob.
Well, there goes the PG rating. And welcome to NC-17 or rated R.
Yes.
Might as well just take your top off.
Oh, not the top.
Oh, God.
And my tiny nipples went to France.
Oh, my God. I can't.
Yay, that's good for you, huh?
I can't.
You can't?
I just can't.
You can't?
Really?
What?
Yeah, throw that word in there. Okay, he's not allowed to talk anymore.
Oh, my God.
Well, it's already rated R already,
yeah,
so...
Yeah, it's already rated R.
Doesn't mean... Well, yeah, I'd like people of all ages to be able to listen to our show, enjoy the silliness. We'll try to clean it up more and more...
Yeah, the shows to come, we'll clean it up.
Especially with the interviews.
Yeah, definitely. We don't want people thinking that we're just trash.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I'm gonna put my wife beater back on.
Oh, my God. Oh, Lord. He's just insane in a membrane.
Insane in a brain.
But anyways.
We didn't have our intro.
Yeah, we didn't. We had the intro music. But it's kind of good that we didn't. It's a new show.
Yeah.
We have to have new intro music, so it's better that we didn't have it. And we asked our listeners, what kind of intro music do you think that we should have? Should we have something more upbeat, like da 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 da, or something more gothic? Oh my God, I hate it.
But the video is funny. You
no,
know.
No. He doesn't it stop with that. Makes me want to cut and chop him in the throat.
No.
In the throat. Ha! And now there's silence because he's dead. Oh my God. He's not dead after all.
The A-Team.
I know.
That's fucking great right there.
It already has a show.
I know.
So, what kind of music should we have? I did like our old one. It was like,
great, man.
It'd be like, shut up and listen. I don't know, maybe we'll use it. I don't know. We'll see what happens.
We'll tweak it a little bit.
You guys have anything? Or even if you're a local band and want us to use some of your music?
Yeah, write us a theme song, man.
We'll do it. We're all about the local art because, you know, we're a local artist.
Yeah.
So we want to support our fellow local artists, may it be in film, music, books, shadow puppets, whatever.
Shadow puppets. Shadow people. Oh.
The heartless.
Shadow people, they're over on the other, they're over on the paranormal.
They're on channel. The paranormal, so, yeah. Which, we're going to be doing some paranormal stuff. Like, we kept trying to plan a day to go out and do one of the hunts. I think.
Yeah.
We're still going to do that, because I think that's going to be just hilarious.
But oh, yeah.
It won't be a actual radio episode. It'll be more of a YouTube episode, but we'll talk about it.
Use the action cam I got, too.
Here as well. Yes. He's, like, obsessed with this wannabe GoPro that he got.
It's good. It works.
So, we'll use that. We got to get, like, a heat sensor one.
Yeah.
Yep. That'd be awesome. I can't wait.
That'd be really cool.
Yeah. Are you guys believers? Like, how do you guys feel about that paranormal stuff? Are you guys, okay, yeah, I believe in ghosts. Has something happened to you? Let's hear your stories. Have you ever had
I used to do some messed up stuff, man, up back in Ohio when I was living up there.
Yeah, but we're talking about ghosts, not just you on a Saturday night.
Oh, no, okay. Well, then on another night, other nights, we do some other crazy stuff.
Like what?
We go out ghost hunting and stuff like that up there. Like, I remember one night, my friends dropped me off at the cemetery. It was like midnight. I would just go out there with a recorder and did just do a drive-by and just jump out and try not to die and then jump out of the car to go record. Mike used to do it. Soup, my brother, used to do that shit, too.
That doesn't sound like ghost hunting. It sounds like you were trying to become a ghost by jumping out of a car and trying not to die.
We used to go around different places. There's an old place up there they called Gore Orphanage. Never did find out about that one. Mike and our buddy Slim went to that, I think, a couple times. Soup's got some stories. He can get us some stories next time we talk to him.
We'll have to bring him on. He can tell us funny stories about you.
Oh my God, yeah.
And paranormal stories. That's another thing I would like to bring to the show. Like I said, every week is going to be something different. We'll have shows that is just going to be like this, mm-hmm. but it's more of a catching up, what's going on.
Yeah.
Even a Q&A, because I know a lot of people were sending us a couple questions. So
Q&A.
We'll do...
Well...
Some Marge Simpson.
Why are you a little...
Well, do a Q&A.
A Q&A, gotcha.
So you guys can send your questions. We get a nice pile together, and then we'll do a Q&A show. But I want to have different themed shows, so it's not the same thing. We'll have these, we'll have interviews, and then
yeah.
all kinds of, you know, different stuff like that. We're not going to pretend to be a paranormal show.
Well, hell no.
I think Bats is tired.
That's just stuff we like to do. You know, that's just, to us, that's fun. That's interesting.
We'll definitely do stuff like that on our YouTube channel, so make sure you connect with our YouTube channel.
Yes.
That's going to be a huge thing for us as well, because I love talking to you guys. But could you imagine how much better it is to actually see us in your face?
In your face?
All up in your face.
In
all up in your grill.
Like a fool.
So.
The hell was that?
I heard a noise. So.
I just saw something flop off of the counter over there.
Yeah, that's what I'm like, okay. And the thing is, you would think we would be afraid, but my first initial reaction is, currently we are missing my pet Falcor. He is a bearded dragon. My sister took him out of his tank and left him around the house while we were gone. When we came home, he's nowhere to be found. So every little noise I hear, instead of thinking it's Casper, I'm like, is that you, Falcor?
Falcor.
So.
Rock dragon.
Yes. There's pictures of Falcor on our Instagram as well. He's so cute.
Yeah.
For you guys that are a little bit younger, Falcor is from a movie called The Neverending Story. If you guys haven't seen it, definitely check that one out.
Great flick.
It's awesome. I love it.
And that's rare for Spooky to say she loves a film.
Yes, I am
a film snob. That's why we're going to do the Siskel and Ebert type movie reviews, because she hit me with a hard one today, guys. She hit me with a hard one. She does not like superhero movies.
Okay, I'm going to go back to that. I am not obsessed with superhero movies the way that he is. I would rather watch comedies or horror or something like that. So, This is the difference between me and him watching a movie. Hey, let's watch a movie. Me, automatically going to the comedies or horror. Be like, what do I want to watch? Him, automatically, we're going to watch a superhero movie. It's either going to be Batman, Justice League, something. And I'm like, you have no variety. That's like what you go to.
I have variety.
I'm not even going to get into it because it's 95% superhero stuff. So if I want to watch a movie, don't go directly to that. Like, today I was like, let's watch a movie. Justice League.
Most of my movies are horror movies.
Justice League.
Oh, my God.
I was like...
Well, I was putting something in that the Spooky Kids were allowed to watch as well. Because they were still here. That's why I went with Justice League. I'm not going to put in Hellraiser. I know the youngest Spooky Kid would probably be like, oh, this is so cool. You know?
Mm-hmm.
But the other one, he'd probably be having nightmares from Pinhead running around.
Mm-hmm. Molly, it's the guy with the nails. I'd be like, that's just bats. He's fine. Thought you liked him.
That's messed up.
Whatever. He played, for you guys that don't know, he played Pinhead in a movie, Icons of Horror 2.
Mm-hmm.
You can see that on YouTube as well. Icons of Horror 1 and 2.
Yes.
And that...
Damn.
Look at that. I tell him, please silence your phone. But no.
Nah.
I was like, can you make sure you make no sounds? And he's like, sure.
Yeah, well, you didn't remind me to silence my phone. That's horrible.
I am his keeper. I must remind him of everything because he has the worst.
No, we just haven't done a damn show in a long time.
He's supposed to be a professional because he used to have a radio show, but... Whatever.
Hey, even there, I messed up every once in a while. You had to. Good content. It's theater for the mind.
It's silence because I'm giving him a look.
You're giving me a look? Ooh, now she's squinting at me.
Mm-hmm. Oh, man.
Oh.
Got your dog.
Got your dog. You gotta be quicker than that.
God.
Oh.
Oh my goodness.
Wow.
What?
I don't know, it's just good to be back.
Yes, it is good to be back.
Hopefully it sounds good.
Yes, we had some issues before, but we're trying to work on it. We got new mics and stuff. We're not using them right now.
No, because we were like, hey, let's get the show knocked out real quick.
Yes, because we wanted to start it last week, but I was like, what's the point of that if it's the end of the month? We had to start off fresh, new month.
Yeah.
So
fresh, so clean, how you do the damn thing.
And then you do a lot of planning for the episode, and then you're like, I haven't even done the episode.
Yeah.
So I was like, crazy. Let's do it. But as we get more into it, it'll become more of a routine again. Because, you know, when you do something every day or you do something every week, then you're like, oh, it's time for this. But then when you go on a hiatus like we did, we're like, oh, yeah, we have to do this.
Yeah.
Not even saying that we have to. We want to do it, of course. But you're just like, just you can't just read my mind. You can't read the podcast. You can't listen to a podcast through my mind.
Exactly.
So.
Well, it's like when I did my radio show. We did it every Monday night. So I had to be at the studio every Monday night. 9 o'clock, you know.
And now we get to do it in our own studio, a.k.a. the living room.
Yes.
But one day we plan on actually having, like, a studio because we want our guests to actually be able to have the choice to come in.
Yeah.
Because right now the choices that they have is to be here on the podcast.
It's a call.
And then also to be on the YouTube channel. Like, you could do a video as well.
Yeah.
And that was a new option.
Yeah, we can do video chat.
Yeah.
Put them on YouTube, that'd be cool.
And then to actually have them come in so we can do both and also do pictures and just hang out with them and then have, like, a back behind the scenes thing, that'd be fun as well.
Yeah.
So, lots of things in the works. So if you guys want, like I keep saying, if you guys want to see something, let us know. It could be something from a product review, because I still do that.
Yeah.
Talking about spooky stuff.
Ooh.
Interviewing people. If you are somebody in a local band or an artist and want to be interviewed, send us your information, and we'll see if that's somebody we want to have on the show.
Yeah.
Not we'll if you're like somebody that's crucifying children. Be like, this is my art.
Yeah.
Be like, I don't know.
Your art, that's for Jeffrey Dahmer's channel.
Yeah, I don't know about this.
You know, if you're a local band, we'll come see what you do. If you're a local artist, we'll come to one of your art showings, you know?
Yeah.
Check it out.
It'd be awesome. But, my foot.
What's the emergency? What, you sat on it?
Yeah, I was pulling at you. He likes to sit on his feet until they are completely dead and then look around like a crippled person.
No, it looks like I'm doing a Humpty Dance.
No, it looks like you're crippled.
Stop what you're doing, because I'm about to ruin the image and the style that you used to.
Warning to the younger audience.
Funny.
He's really old.
But you almost made me drop the F-bomb right there.
And abusive, because he hit me.
I didn't hit you. That was a love nudge.
Mm-hmm.
A love nudge.
And a love...
Hey! Hi, Chihuahua.
Be nice.
I'm always nice.
Be nice.
I'm always nice.
I'm dying.
You are not dying.
Oh, my goodness. So, yes, we're at the Fine Falcor. Talk about randomness, but not randomness, but going back to an older topic. We're at the Fine Falcor. I'm looking around waiting for him to come out like, hey, what's up, guys?
But like Godzilla.
Yeah.
He got into some of the chemicals. Now he's walking around on his hind legs.
Yeah, but he needs to be put in.
Shooting lightning bolts out of his ass and stuff.
Okay. But no, we need to find him so he can get warm, because he can die not being warm.
Yeah, true.
So I have to find him, be like, Falcor, are you okay?
So what holidays did we just have?
Easter.
Easter and St. Patrick's Day.
Mm-hmm.
How was everybody's Easter? Did you have an exciting, if you had an exciting Easter or uneventful Easter, shut up. We don't like uneventful
stuff. Did you run into the Bunny Man?
The Bunny Man? What the hell's the Bunny Man?
Really? I'm a horror movie person.
What's the Bunny Man?
It's a horror movie.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Never heard of the Bunny Man.
You haven't heard of anything.
Oh, my God.
It is a running thing. That is a drinking game. Or even just, like, if you guys can tally how many times he said he hasn't eaten something, hasn't heard of something. That's, like, ongoing.
Barker.
So, that you can do a drinking game, too. That's like a running thing, like a running joke, because every time I'm like, hey, let's eat this. Oh, my God, I've never had that. I'm like, did you ever eat before you met me?
Yeah, it's just not the same thing you have.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
I'd be like, oh, let's go have this. You know, I've never had this.
Huh.
The hell did you eat before?
Not much. I was a very picky eater.
Yes, but thankfully you're opening up your taste buds and trying all kinds of stuff and liking them.
Yeah. Like the
Okay, with the yawning again.
Sorry, I couldn't help it. The coconut sticks.
What about them?
Those are so good.
They're just sugar. That's why. You like diabetes.
I like diabetes. Diabetes juice.
Anything that's sugar, you're going to like. So, yeah, there's these coconut candy sticks. Because I know you can't tell from my voice, but I'm Puerto Rican.
It's hooks.
So I was introducing him to some Puerto Rican candies, and I took him to a Spanish store. He tried some guava and cheese pastries.
So good. So damn messy, though. You got to wear a bib when you eat those pastries.
Not just you.
No, your coconut, your cocaine was flying all through the back seat.
Yeah. I had a coconut and
pineapple
one. Yeah, but I wasn't decorated it like I just walked through a snowstorm.
No, I did. No, you were decorating the spooky kids in the back seat because the air conditioner was catching them, and you see the coconut flakes just flying through the back seat.
And it was only the coconut
flakes. Incoming!
Oh my goodness! Dodge the it was a fly-by coconut.
You got to dodge in the coconut.
Oh my god! But yes, the coconut sticks are pretty much just—they look like chalk, and they're really hard, and they just taste like straight up coconut sugar.
So good.
So, yeah, he likes anything that has sugar.
Strawberry Dr. Pepper today at McDonald's. That was good.
Oh my god.
So good.
See, I told you randomness. Yeah, we went to McDonald's and they had the freestyle machine, and he got strawberry Dr. Pepper. Dr. Pepper is his obsession. So, Dr. Pepper, if you're listening, we're not sponsored, but we can be because he is your number one supporter.
Exactly. I could go through a case, possibly two a day.
Oh, man.
Oh, God. I know I have, too, before. I've done it before.
That's horrible.
It is horrible.
But I had vanilla diet ginger ale.
Vanilla diet ginger ale.
Now that I say ginger ale, reminds me of a meme that my sister...
Ginger ale.
She's like, if you say ginger ale, we can't talk. It's ginger ale.
Ginger ale.
Does anybody actually say ginger ale?
Ginger ale.
Everybody just says ginger ale.
Ginger ale.
That sounds horrible.
Ginger.
My stomach growled.
Grr.
It was like, brr.
Mm-hmm.
I wish I had some ginger ale right now.
We don't have any?
Nope. I like to drink ginger ale. I got one of the spooky kids obsessed with ginger ale, too.
And pepper.
Dr. Pepper, thanks to him. Can I get some of that pepper drink?
Pepper drink. It's better than purple drink.
Purple drink is good too.
Drink.
Yeah.
Yeah. How's your Coke, your lemonade?
Lemonade. Yes, I'm drinking lemonade. Lemonade.
Watermelon.
She washes her hair with Pantene, but I use watermelon to keep me clean. I love watermelon.
You know they're going to kick us off this group.
Yeah, they're like, they're dumb.
They're like, they're stupid. Why we even got them on here?
God. Can't sit with us.
You can't sit with us? You got the cool kids.
On Wednesday, we wear pink.
We do?
Yeah.
Oh, we wear black.
No.
Every day. What is wrong with you? It's spooky.
Oh, yes, I forgot. That's another movie you've never seen.
What?
Mean Girls.
You're not the only person that tells me I should have seen that movie.
It's a funny movie.
Do you have it?
Yes, I have it.
All
right. He has 1,000 movies, and 95% of them he hasn't seen.
What grumpy old
So, yes, he's...
There.
Oh, you're in there? I didn't know I had a movie about you.
Listen here.
He's like, oh, I have such a wide variety of movies. We're like, yeah, but how many have you ever watched? 5% of them. And they're all the superhero movies.
A binder down there? You would never guess what movie I have in there.
What?
Sex and the City.
Well, that's for your feminine side.
Exactly.
Yes, because he's very feminine. Oh, I'm going to sneeze. I'm going to try to hold it as much as I can. And then, you know when you hold in the sneeze and you're like, trying to tell people to go away, it's like you're turning into a werewolf. You're like,
Oh!
Hurry, save yourself!
Run, save yourself!
It's coming!
Yeah, don't blow them. It's not coming.
I am. I'm going to be like, whoosh, and it's going to be like all up in your grill.
A grill?
Oh my god. That was a time where it should have been video.
Yeah?
Yes, because he has the weirdest facial expressions.
I do not.
Okay. Okay. He keeps hitting me.
Love that.
I'm going to take this to the police. Be like, listen, if you listen really closely, there's abuse happening in the background.
Abuse.
Be like, spooky.
Gary.
Cough twice.
Gary abuse. Abusey.
Oh my god. That's a form of abuse too, corny jokes. Spooky.
Punny.
Cough once for yes, two for no. Are you being held there against your will?
She starts coughing and sneezing and she's like, phew.
Oh my god. Anyway, I have an opening for a new co-host.
Listen here. Damn.
But tell me, did you hear it that time?
No.
It was growling.
Why is it growling at me?
Maybe because I'm hungry.
Okay. What you want to eat?
Mm-hmm. You don't know how to cook.
No, but I know how to get takeout.
Uh-huh.
Uh-huh, you know that. I have some popsicles for you.
Oh, my God.
They're down in the basement. Come on, Chris.
I hate that, Chris.
Come on, Spooky. Get popsicles.
Oh, God. He's so creepy. I changed his name from Bat to Creepy.
Creepy?
Mm-hmm. Oh my god. Oh my god. I just can't with you. Abuse!
Oh my god.
Stop abusing me. Wait, what was it? Two.
That's three. What the hell is that?
Three is SOS and the authorities.
Three is, I don't know what the fuck's going on.
Three is.
You made me say the F word again.
That's you. I've been doing fantabulous.
Fantabulous?
Mm-hmm. That's why somebody's going to sponsor me.
Yes, they'll sponsor
me. They're going to be like,
we're sponsoring Spooky. Oh, shit.
They're like, we're sponsoring Spooky because she is radio friendly for all ages.
Well, I can be radio friendly. I just have to censor myself a little bit more.
Mm-hmm.
It's hard because it's like when we're talking together, it's like we're just talking.
Yeah. That's what I heard. Oh my god. I can't. Okay.
Well, I'm
going to
put you on. Yes, you can.
For the most part, our shows are going to be about an hour long. If we need to go a little bit over, that'll probably be the days that we have guests on.
A guest.
So it'll be more like us having an introduction, then bringing them on for about an hour.
Yeah.
Some of them are really long. I'm going to hit him.
Very long.
I'm trying to talk, and he's over here trying to be like, I knew it.
Punk.
I hate him.
Why? You knew I was going to do clinics with it.
But some of them are long-winded. I'm saying no, I'm going to keep talking. Some of them are long-winded, so they can go on for an hour or more. Some of them, they don't want to talk very much. They'll talk for maybe about half an hour, and then, you know, we'll
one
do...
One of them just want to talk about propane accessories. Ow! Betty! All right, please comment if you think that she giggles like Betty Rubble.
No.
Yes.
No.
You do.
I do not.
I do not.
I do declare, Mr. Protocol.
Well, I do declare. How dare you break wind before me?
I'm sorry. No, it was your turn, baby. Oh, man.
Oh, could have been a woman.
Anyways. But it'll be about an hour. Today's show, we're just kind of going. We don't know if it's going to be an hour or it could be less. It's just our intro. But for the most part, we'll try to keep it an hour since, you know, it's Friday night. You guys want to go out, party. You want to be stuck in the house for 5 hours while we just talk malarkey.
If you're lonely on a Friday night.
Oh my, you can call Bats at 321. I was kidding.
You can listen to our show if you're lonely on Friday night. Or if you're not lonely and you're just hanging out with your friends and want to get stupid drunk and listen to us ramble about shit, listen to the show. And it's also recorded.
So you can listen to it at any time.
Exactly.
That's another thing. We are going to try to do live shows. But since we have so much things going on with work and films, and as he mentioned, I am a published author, so I do book signings and stuff like that. Since we have so many...
You said doo-doo.
Oh, my God.
She has a lot of stuff going on.
So, since we have
plus
so many
working
things...
a 9 to 5.
Yes,
well,
working
9
to
5.
6
to 6 for you.
Yes. Since we have so many things going on, it's hard for us to have a live show, so that's why we're recording it, because this is still something that we really, really, really want to do. You know, a podcast is really important to us, so if we could sit here at 3 o'clock in the morning and just talk, we would do that anyway.
Oh, yeah.
So why not have you guys along for the ride?
Yeah, one of my old co-hosts from my old show asked me to be on his other show, his other podcast. I was like, no.
Well, I know. We have our own stakes. You can't sit with us.
Yes, you can't sit with us. You can come be a guest on our show.
Mm-mm.
Sure you can.
No? Nope.
Okay.
Can't sit with us.
This isn't the one that got us kicked off the show, though.
See? Can't sit with us.
What?
So see, can't sit with us. Not about to get kicked off nothing.
No, this is not the one. The other guy is the one that was working for the guy.
We'll have to get into that story at another time.
Horrible story.
He's having flashbacks like he was in Nam. He's like, it was a horrible time.
It was a horrible time. Charlie was everywhere.
You know, he tried to use his radio show as a pickup line. Just saying.
Look where we are now. Look where we are now.
I wish I'd known what I know now back then. I would have ran away from you.
You lied like a Persian.
I was like, get away from me, you freaky dicky.
Freaky dicky. Freaky dicky dicky. Are you going to get freaky dicky?
Oh my God. He's like, so I know you're an author and an actress, and I have a radio show, so you can totally be on there, and I won't interview you. I was like, oh, I'm around.
She said, yes, I'd like to get Freaky Dicky on your show.
Yeah, he was Freaky Dicky on the show. I'm over there trying to be sweet and innocent,
boy.
Talking about my sweet innocent book.
Yeah, okay, your sweet innocent book.
And he's over there pulling his pants down.
No, I was over there coming through the Bible.
Whatever. I'm over here talking about the book, his co-host was actually really into it, like really wanting to know about it.
Yeah,
he
stole
here.
My copy.
Yes, he stole your copy. But you got a new one.
Yeah.
And then he comes over here, you know, conversation about the book and blah, blah, blah. He's like, look what I can do. Pulls his pants down.
Not look what I can do. So that was your fault that time.
Shut up. I lead by example.
It was not, look what I can do. It was, hey, do you want to see my tattoos?
And I was like, where is it? On your peenie? Because...
Peenie.
No, he has two very large tattoos on each thigh.
Two very large tattoos on each ball.
No.
So horrible.
Yeah. One's a cue ball, the other one's an 8 ball. And that's
that would
R-rated.
Be horrible.
That's
oh,
R-rated.
My God.
Ew. And then on the middle of the peenie, it says Bone Daddy.
Yes. I'm getting that one.
No.
One day. Not on my peenie. That's so weird. I feel like a middle school kid saying peenie.
Yeah, that's what makes you feel like a middle schooler, not the fart jokes and stuff. It's okay, Beavis.
Wait a minute.
God. God.
I had a match. My butt and your butt.
Lord. He needs help.
This is the coolest thing I've ever seen. Beavis and Butthead were great.
Yes, I did. Yeah. And I used to play the Beavis and Butthead Sega game.
Oh, there was a Zeg game for the damn
No surprise. There you guys go. If you guys are doing a drinking game to things he didn't know, drink now.
Did you play Toe Jam and Earl?
What?
Ha!
No. The thing is that he says
Toe Jam and Earl was a great video game for
No,
his
I played cool games like
that was cool
Beast
game.
Butthead, Earthworm Jim.
Earthworm Jim was the shit.
Yes. Sonic.
I had a fart.
Oh my, see?
Sonic was awesome.
Middle schooler talking about parts and stuff. Sorry, guys.
You're just jealous.
Oh, yes, I'm so jealous. So
I'm
very
jealous because my beef is strong.
Oh, God.
Oh, your beef is wrong. We gotta watch Grandma's Boy. That movie is.
I've seen that movie.
I know, but we still gotta watch it. It's freaking hilarious.
Yeah.
It's freaking hilarious, man.
No.
Yes.
We have 50,000 other movies that you haven't seen. We don't need to rewatch movies you've already seen.
Yes, we do.
No, we don't.
Yes, we do.
Yeah, because he hasn't even seen, like, classics, like, you know.
Oh, don't get me going on classics.
I don't want to start. And then yesterday, he finally got to watch I Now Pronounce You Chuck and Larry. That movie's hilarious.
That was fine.
I'm like, these are, like, super movies like that everybody was talking about. How have you not seen these movies?
Okay, Rocky Horror Picture Show.
Okay, there's a reason why I haven't seen that.
Why?
Because there were so many other things to watch.
Oh my
as
god.
As well as, like...
That's not an excuse. How many years has it been out? That's not an excuse.
The thing is that I had a best friend back, you know, in the day that was so obsessed with that. I was just put off by it.
Why?
I don't know, because she was so obsessed with it, and, like, I relay that, you know, it's like post-traumatic stress. I relate that to her.
Walking through the jungle, looking for Charlie.
So I'm like, no.
Lo and behold.
You know how I can't be the only person that does that. Don't you ever, like, have past relationships or past friends or stuff like that, and things become attached to them, and then you no longer either want to experience it or enjoy it anymore?
Yeah, I used to be that way with a song with one of my exes.
So, see?
Mm-hmm.
You can be like...
But now I'm past it, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So maybe one day I'll get past it.
Looking for love in all the wrong places.
And I'm not...
Looking for love.
No, I think we should wrap it up because, you know... I think
Why?
He needs a nap.
Wrap
you know,
it up?
There are,
just
you
wrap
know,
it up, just pull out. Well...
I wish you could see my face.
It's a very beautiful face.
No, it's not. It's a scary face, especially now that I don't have any makeup on.
No, you're shut up. You're beautiful.
But we're going to wrap it up, because...
Wrap it up. I take it. Wrap it up.
This is not a country music station. I actually don't... I can't... Okay. I was going to say I don't like country music, but I have to take that back. Because I do like...
Who's your
like
favorite country artist?
Garth Brooks.
Garth Brooks, really?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I wouldn't have seen that one, but...
But then I like
Chris Gaines.
I like that one. I like the Dixie Chicks. I like Florida Georgia Line.
Dixie Chicks.
I like. I can't remember his name. He's really old. Like he's like.
Randy Travis.
I do like him, but no.
George Strait.
I do like him. I do like a lot of the older ones. I'm not a big fan of the newer ones because I feel like they want to be... It's like people that couldn't make it in pop, couldn't make it in rock, so they're like, let's go to country. And they try to do it.
Yeah, well, what the hell happened with Hootie and the Blowfish?
I was just going to say that, too.
I mean,
I'm
he
like,
did fine at Hootie and the Blowfish, and then he just goes away.
Well, all the Blowfish left him, so...
Well...
He did try to be just Hootie, and it wasn't working, so he went to country, and he's doing well.
He did all right.
Just like, there's a lot of people that went country, and you're kind of like, okay. And then there's people that were country and crossed over.
Yeah.
Which is, what's her face?
Shania.
No, Shania's still country, but she's kind of like popish country.
Mm-hmm.
But what's that stupid girl? She's the one that's like the poster child for, you can't sit with us. Taylor Swift.
Oh, fuck Taylor Swift, man. Sorry, Taylor. I don't know if you're listening or not.
Yeah.
Not.
So it's to listen to Spooky's Bats. If you are, please come be a guest on there.
Yeah.
On here.
So who was the old guy that you liked?
I can't remember. I'll have to remember.
Merle Haggard?
No. I think his name's Kenny something. I don't remember.
Kenny Rogers?
No. I don't like Kenny Rogers.
Kenny Chesney?
I don't remember. Stop trying to remember, because then we're going to name all the Kennys. You killed Kenny, you bastard!
Oh my God, you killed Kenny! You bastard!
What?
Kenny G.
I hate
Tito Trump.
Yes, I hate it. Hate it.
Hate it. Oh, if that doesn't solidify our relationship and our being best friends, I don't know what does.
No.
Yeah. We're so gay.
Aww, happy in a happy
gay way, not
happy to be gay with you.
Yes, it's true. Happy to be stuck in you.
Oh my God.
I mean, with you.
We're never going to be peachy.
No. Oh yeah, we will. This is the intro to the new family, the new radio network.
Welcome to our dysfunctional family. We put the fun in dysfunctional.
I didn't say it.
So what's going on? So, Pinky, what do you want to do next week?
Oh, I don't know. Get drunk and get some tattoos.
Oh, man. Friday the 13th is next week, so yes. If you guys are around, go to your local tattoo shop and get a Friday the 13th tattoo. Take a picture and send it to us.
Yes, we want to see what your Friday the 13th tattoos are.
And if you just have tattoos in general, we are both very heavily tattooed people, and we would love to see it.
I only got one.
Yes, he has one huge one on his face.
There's Aryan Nation on it.
Yes, I'm staring at two Batman tattoos right now. Most of his are Batman tattoos.
No, they are not.
Uh-huh.
I have... Oh, shit.
Most of them are Batman tattoos.
5 out of 14. That's pretty good. 9 of them aren't. So, less than half.
Whatever.
Less than half!
When it comes to tattoos, we'll have to do a tattooed episode. We'll go through all the tattoos that we have, but I will say his are more random. I know there's a couple that are very meaningful on him, but for the most part, they're more like random and like cartoonish.
That's messed up.
What?
What do you mean cartoonish?
Says the person who has the freaking Green Day bunny on his arm.
It's Green Day. It's my favorite band.
Yeah, I don't do that. I wouldn't put band stuff on me.
Why not?
Because that's like...
Nobody... come on. You have to be a huge Green Day fan to even know what that is. And everybody loves that bunny.
Yeah.
You don't... Tell me you don't love that bunny.
It's cute.
It is cute. He looks awesome. He's cool as hell.
I do like the one Batman one right here because it's... You know, you got that with your brothers and stuff. I think mm-hmm. that's cute.
And that's the Michael Keaton one.
Yeah. Which I think is the only... Well, no, not the only good Batman. I like Michael Keaton and George Clooney and, you know, all those... But the new Batman, that's another episode we'll talk about because we're not even going to get into it because that could be a whole hour.
Yeah.
I do not like the new Batman.
Her hate on the new Batman.
Both of them. I refuse to watch What's-His-Face as Batman.
Oh, Christian Bale?
No, the other one, the current one.
Ben Affleck?
Yes, I refuse to see him as... Yes, Affleck. I refuse to watch him as Batman. I refuse. And Christian Bale, I was like, I'm going to try because this movie looks really good. And I heard Heath Ledger did amazing and blah, blah, blah. But as soon as I heard him doing his death metal voice, I was like, yep, it's going off.
Where are the drugs going?
I'm like, sorry, but, you know, Guar is not looking for a new lead singer.
You have to watch it. The I agree. I don't like his voice on those at all. The stories were good. They were decent. Especially the Joker one and then the last one with Bane.
I know the guy that did Bane did an amazing job. His voice was a little high-pitched for my liking, but he did an amazing job overall.
Yeah.
No, like, I will give him that.
High-pitched. Listen here, Hooks.
Fuck off.
We have to
That's
watch
my first bad word.
Academy. You just dropped the F-bomb.
Yes.
So yes. Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, children of all ages, he finally dropped the F-bomb on the show.
Man. Anyways, but yes, I will say, when it comes to the Christian Bale Batman I feel that the bad guys...
Very well, thank you.
Shut up. I feel that the villains overshadowed Batman.
And he did. I agree.
I think the Heath Ledger did amazing, because I did watch, I will take that back, I did go back and watch just the Heath Ledger scenes.
Oh my God.
And I thought Bane was amazing too.
Did you watch that whole movie though?
What do you mean?
The Bane one.
Oh, in his part. You guys, when he says that I am a movie snob, I am not kidding. Like, if
she won't watch it.
Watch a movie, like, if there's anybody out there that really wants real reviews of movies, I will do it, because I will pick it down to the core, and I'm talking about dialogue, lighting.
Well, what were we watching earlier? They were like, well, that was some smooth lighting changes.
Oh, yeah. I forgot. It was funny, because, like, the room was bright, and all of a sudden they turn off the light.
Oh, it was
and,
Chuck and Larry.
Oh, yeah, Chuck and Larry were in the bed. And the lighting was just hilarious. They had, like, a nice, like, triad-y moon lighting, but you can tell it was just, like, a key light.
Yeah. It was horrible.
It was horrible. But I will watch a movie for entertainment value.
Yeah.
But it's hard to be in film and not notice things.
Oh, it is. Like that. Not many people would notice that.
And I am a lighting queen.
She is a lighting guru. She can work her magic with lighting and other things.
Yes, I that was one of the things that I just got back into film last year.
Mm-hmm.
And that was one of the things I really enjoyed doing. I went into lighting and I did a lot of that. But now I'm going more into like the acting part portion of
that's
it.
That's a good one right there. That's a good thing we could have the listeners. What scenes would you like us to act out?
Yeah, we wouldn't mind doing that. We could do voiceover acting.
Yeah.
We could even do things on YouTube, recreate some scenes.
Yeah.
Bats is an amazing actor. He is very shy, but he's such a natural actor.
I'm just an idiot.
Okay, but you're still a good actor.
Thanks. Oh my God.
And I am just interesting.
No, she's an amazing actress. She does well. She really brings her characters to life.
Mm-hmm.
Even though she won't look at a script until the day before.
Yeah, but I may not look at the script until the day before, but I never miss a line.
No.
Because I'm one of those people that, okay, I got the script a month ahead. If I read it now, then I'm going to forget it by then anyway.
Oh,
so
I agree.
Might as well just the week prior knock it out real fast, and then the night before just really get into it.
Yeah. No, I agree.
And then there you go. But
I totally agree.
You know, I've been blessed to work with some amazing people lately.
John Schneider.
Yes, I did get to work with John Schneider. I have a movie coming out. I think it's September, I think I said.
I believe so.
September is called The Favorite. I don't have a huge role in it. I was an extra, but I still got to work with him. Jeff Hardy.
Jeff Hardy.
So that was a lot of fun. They were really super nice guys on set.
Yeah.
I got to actually talk to Jeff. Not Jeff. I did talk to Jeff. That was my second time working with him, because I went to go watch a taping of a wrestling thing. I talked to him as well. But John Schneider, I got to talk to him and take pictures with him, and he was totally sweet to me. We got to go in our own little... We were away from everybody else just talking. He even gave me a little bit of advice about acting.
Yeah. What was the advice he gave you?
Just to keep on going, and it was something I always wanted to do, just continue. And that, you know, from what he saw, it was very professional, and, you know, it was a pleasure to work with me.
Oh.
And, you know, to do theater, which is, it sounds like that's something a lot of actors say, to do theater.
Oh, yeah, theater's great.
And that's that.
Cool.
So, all right, we'll get into that another day, because, you know, a lot of things of that day was a lot of fun, and that's an amazing movie as well. So I'll have to go over that.
It's a true story, too.
Yes, it's a true story.
Yeah.
It's an amazing story. And the person who the story is about is actually going to be a guest on the show as well.
Yes.
I had already spoken to him, and he definitely wants to be part of the show.
That's awesome.
He has an amazing story to share, and I can't wait to have him on.
I can't either.
So, All right, we are about to an hour. Thank you so much for coming and listening to us ramble. I hope you tune in next week.
Better tune in next week.
Oh, you don't come to our house.
I'll hunt you down and tear you up like a Mississippi coonhound.
Oh my God. Remember, come find us on our social media channels, and we will be here Friday night at 8.
We'll be sneaking into your bedroom or your car.
Climbing in your window, snatching your people up.
The house was on fire.
Kapoya, kapoya!
Kui, pakui.
Yes. All right, bye, guys.
Bye.